Why are you here?
Well, we're organizing this trip to Ottawa to join the rally in Ottawa. And the main purpose of the rally is to pass our message as a Canadian citizen here in Canada that we would like our country, Canada, to support the human rights, to take a stand to supporting the Palestinian in Palestine, and to condemn the violation of human rights that are taking place in Palestine, to put more pressure on Israeli government to end the occupation, to implement the international law like United Nations 242 and so, and to create more awareness as well in the Canadian population about the issue.
Can you tell us more about the UN law 242?
Well, the United Nations 242 law, it's like when everybody decided that Israel should withdraw from all the borders that they occupied in 1967. So, which is like Israel is still occupying up to today. Like they are still occupying part of Syria and part of like so many parts, especially from Palestine as well.
So. For Canadians who don't understand the issues, so what do you think are the most important issues going on in Palestine?
Especially, they should know that what's going on right now, when Israel, they went to Jenin, they killed 500 people, it's a massacre, and they are just going inside, like it's a civilian people, like so many places had been destroyed, so many homes had been destroyed. And like all the people from other European countries who went there, they are testifying. It's not only Palestinians who are saying this. It's like European people, reporters, European reporters as well. They can, I just advise them to search and to understand it more.
What I'm trying to make clear for myself, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Is that, what was I going to say? You said 500 people died in Jenin.
Yeah.
For many weeks, there was a lot of doubt about, was it a massacre? Was it some killing? The media was asking itself the question and not willing to call it a massacre, number one. And also, these numbers, where do the numbers come from?
Okay. You tell me why Israel is preventing the group who wants it to verify this, like Israel is preventing them from going to Jenin. You tell me why, if it was not a massacre. So does it make sense if they have nothing to hide? Let everybody go there and we will find out. But my numbers coming from, if you know Al Jazeera channel, Al Manar channel, like it's mainly Arab and Muslim channels who they have reporters, they went through and they went to Jenin and they are reporting these numbers, like that's my source.
Is there anything you think that people listening now should know about Palestine, about the Middle East, about Israel, about the U.S.?
Well, I just would like to say that we just hope that this problem will end and we're gonna have peace, hopefully. The situation right now, civilians have been killed, the homes have been destroyed, a military going inside a place that they don't have any, they don't have an official army, or it's not a war between two, equal forces. So we are not, we're just asking for the Canadians to pass our message to the Canadian government to support us, to write letters and create more awareness, to call the MPs and to contact the Canadian government to asking them to support the human rights in Palestine.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your question? Sorry.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I would like to thank you very much and thank everybody who's listening or who's... it's going to be radio?
Radio Miguel, CKUT.
I would like to thank everybody who's listening, and I really hope that we will have a peaceful world, hopefully, in the future.
Good luck to you.
Thank you very much, you too. Thank you.